All right, all new episode, our 50th episode, Run and Tell That Podcast. I'm Gerard.
Dale.
JP.
Bro.
Him.
That's what I was waiting on. All right. How was y'all, how's everybody's Thanksgiving?
Man, it was a good Thanksgiving. And again, you know what? Ask yourself what you're thankful for. I'm thankful for my boys.
Yes, sir.
Thankful.
Yes, thankful. Sir. It's been great, my brother. It's been great. Matter of fact, it's been so good. I ain't even make none of the Thanksgiving leftovers yet. Now, you know that's good. They're in the refrigerator, but, hey, it's been a blessed.
That's what's son.
That's right. Yes, sir. Been a blessed Thanksgiving.
You got something, bro? Gobble, motherfucking gobble.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
That's where to put it.
The only thing I'm thankful, I mean, like, for this Thanksgiving, for ketchup, mustard, and mayonnaise.
Ketchup, mustard, and mayonnaise. I'm scared as him. What that means.
You mix it all together, you got a squirt party.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Already, fellas.
All right,
what about you, my brother? You have a good Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it was good. Can't complain.
You know what? I'm this. I had some greens, some good greens. I had some yellow rice. I had some brown rice. I had some like macaroni cheese. Mm-hmm. Some chicken. I mean, everything that was on my plate was so good that I had to have another plate. So I'm sitting there eating off of two plates.
That had to be good, you know what I'm saying?
Because everything was everything was good. And you know what? The best part about Thanksgiving is that you get to share it with people that you hadn't seen in a couple, in a minute. Because, you know, if you cook, everybody going to come there and eat. You know what I'm saying? Like your house.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying, JP? Yes. You had a bunch of people there. You had about 50 people.
Probably about 40, at least 40 something, G.
Yep.
Man, I
get it right, man. You got to call me by my true name. My government name now is
what's
him.
Your job?
It's him.
Yeah.
Him. You know, I already sent everybody the information about him.
Joker won't do right, fellas.
You know what him stand for?
I was going to ask you, H-I-M, what does it mean?
He's a Greek god.
Okay.
Yeah. And guess what the most important thing about him?
What was that? Sex?
His balls are so big. There we go. That he get to show it off. And you know what the last thing about him?
What's that?
He got all kind of different kind of big bitches.
Yeah.
That's what him stand for.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
Him stand for big balls and big bitches.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we got to try to keep him from showing out too much.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Wow. Him going to be nice tonight.
All right. Yeah, you got to be nice.
Yeah, him going to be nice. But you know, let me tell you this. On a 50th episode, I remember when we first started this podcast and all that stuff like that. And we started this podcast because we had needed to, but just to actually like share information with people. And we definitely had some other people that didn't want us to actually do this podcast because they think that we were taking ideas from them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Everything is not their idea.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. And people actually sit there and they think that we taking ideas and all that stuff like that. We're not taking your idea.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? I didn't take your idea when I talk about the 11 and 2. You said it. I didn't take your idea when you sit there and talk about the blow up doll. I didn't sit there and take your idea about anything that you said. Because everything that this guy here said, he said it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, man, I'm not like taking shots at anybody. I'm just saying reality is reality.
Hey, factor of the matter too, fellas. When you got us five together, you be surprised. You know, we don't need to take ideas from anybody because of some of the crazy stuff we think about. So no, we come up with our own ideas. It's easy when you got five folks.
And then you get the time frame, you know, everybody's age is close. But again, like I said, we think through it. And like I said, we got stuff to contribute.
Yeah.
You know, everybody got a little something from each age range. Yes, sir.
That's right.
I agree.
And that's why I'm talking about Diddy right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey, P. Diddy got denied again for his
I heard
his
that.
Bill for the third time.
Yeah. I heard
and
that.
Then,
go ahead, G. You know him. You know it's gonna take me forever to figure out. You gonna take me forever. I'm gonna be from him. I'm gonna call him G first, y'all.
And then I'm gonna try to flip it.
Yeah.
G him.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
So
with
so if you bet G him on it, what would it stand for you? Because I'm gonna tell you what G him stand for me.
What it stand for, my brother?
Gangster.
Yeah. Hey, go ahead, bro. I heard that now, even while he's in prison, that's something about like Al Capone. I heard that he's calling the shots in there. Yeah.
Well, you got to remember now, he done promised a lot of people a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
So if you a prison guard and you got a dang on somebody like P. Diddy, who was at one time worth $1 billion,
more than a billion.
Can sit there and say, hey, I can take care of your family.
Yeah,
your
all he can.
I'll make sure that your family gets some money. You know what I'm saying? So what's so sad about the whole situation is that how he can use Trump as a... You ain't heard that?
He's trying to use him to get out?
His attorney used Trump indictment for him to try to get out.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because Trump going to do what Trump did.
Yeah.
And he's free and clear.
Yeah.
But Diddy ain't... He's not Trump status yet.
No.
But again, like I said, Trump, he might be a Trump. Trump might have been in some of them parties.
Yeah. Not, yes. So, but we heard that he's in there calling the shots, y'all.
Yeah, I believe that. He called
them even shots. In there.
That's why, you know what's so strange about it? When he went to court, they said he had no shackles on his legs.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't even shackled up.
Mm-hmm.
He was just sitting there like, and smiling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've told him that P. Diddy is... I don't admire him.
Because, we gotta call him Sean though.
But Sean is still a flight risk.
Dangerous cat.
Sean still has money.
Yep.
Sean still has influences.
Yep.
Sean still is a flight risk. Yep. And that again, if you give him, you know, you let him bond himself out.
Mm-hmm.
Chances are you may not never see him.
So yeah, I like this conversation. But will y'all see this trial that's gonna start next year?
Mm-hmm.
Will y'all see the end result of this? Y'all think that he's gonna serve time?
No.
He's gonna go as time.
No.
Yeah, he's gonna get time.
Time. You think so?
He's gonna get time. He's gonna get time. So? He probably not gonna get a lot of time how they did with R. Kelly. But he's gonna get time.
So he'll be ready to get out once the trial is over.
You know, like I said, because President Trump got sworn in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I still think there's some affiliation
I think
the road.
I think that his federal judge,
mm-hmm.
his federal judge, with a couple conversations,
will be paid
mm-hmm. to actually make his sentence
disappear.
Go away.
Yeah,
I think.
When money talks, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta remember now, Trump, when he was in office the last time, federal judge is a lifetime. It's just like the Supreme
mm-hmm.
Court,
mm-hmm.
254.
Yeah.
Biden, 230 something.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still climbing, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you gotta think about it. Once you are federal,
mm-hmm.
federal now,
you're
appointed for life. So you can you imagine that, hey, my lawyer make a call. Hey, man, look, I would donate another 100. I'll donate $1 million or $2 million.
Yes.
Can you make sure that this go away?
Yeah, make it disappear.
Make it time, sir.
But,
but
the thing that y'all not really like paying attention to, they're trying to make an example. So to make an example, he's going to have to do some time. He's not going to he's going to do time. It's not going to be time served.
Yeah,
he's gonna. They're trying to make an example.
His money make him them.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, I know he's a black man, but like I said, with green money.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, they'd have denied him three times thus far,
and it was all Biden. It was all Biden and Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Obama, people that he put in office to be the judge.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the guy that actually taking over the case, he's retiring in December.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a new judge
mm-hmm.
that Trump is actually going to actually have an opportunity.
Clarence Thomas.
So you got to think about it.
Yeah, but think about it like this, though. When you look at the other ones,
yeah,
it don't really matter who the hell is in there. If they going to get out, they getting out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They going to get it.
And just like
so that's
at the White House.
They not going to have three opportunities to be denied.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's true.
So yeah. So now you gotta look at it like that point. It's like, yeah, your money is still green like them, but then, as Paul Mooney always said, you do not have the complexion protection.
Mm-hmm.
That's the shift.
Hey, boom, mm-hmm. It's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting.
But it will. I don't think
we will.
It's not massive. I think it will be something small to that time service.
Like 5 years.
To knock it down. Mm-hmm. To knock down at least 89% of it.
I think, I honestly think he'll probably, maybe a year.
Maybe a year. Yeah.
And I think that he's going to actually be under like some really, really like 10 years. Who want to be?
Yeah.
Look, let me tell you.
Probation.
Who want to be under probation
for that long time?
Hey, y'all, we got a message.
You know what I think about that whole Diddy thing? And I'm not a Diddy apologist. Don't get me wrong. But what exactly did he do wrong? Because whatever he's been doing it for a long time. So did he do it? I mean, apparently so. But I think that it's a possibility that 47 might pardon him if he give up the names of the people that's really doing them. You know what I'm talking about, what's going on with the Pizzagate and all of that crap. If he give up those names, I think Trump might do him a solid. But, you know, they had to get a black version of Epstein. So, we'll see.
I mean, that's a good thought. Yeah. And like I said again, if he give up the names, who can hold that name? Who can hold that over their heads later on?
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to remember, too, now, like at the time when they took all this video evidence of all these people being at his house, it's a bunch of powerful people in Hollywood.
Yes.
So they don't want to know. They don't want to actually be. Look, let me tell you something. If you're in a secret room and all that stuff like that, we just gonna call a name. Let me just call. Hey, what's the little guy name? Oh, chubby guy. The one who got issue with us.
Oh, the one who got issue with us?
Yeah. What's his name? What do we call him? What do you call him?
What was calling him?
We was calling the one who drive truck. What did we call him?
It was a lot of.
It's a lot of names. All right. So
what's the most? What's one that stand out?
So I'm gonna call you. We gonna call him a dummy. So the dummy. So think about this now. Mm-hmm. So we got a dummy, who said that, and this dummy. He end up being like, okay, so he done did everything in the world. He done did a lot of stuff now. Mm-hmm. We know he done did a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. We know this. But dummy sat there and he played his card right.
Mm-hmm. Lumber.
And he sat there. He moved from dropping off freights in his trucks to lumber.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call him?
Smart.
And that's what P. Diddy gonna be.
Move from being a dummy to being very smart.
P. Diddy gonna be like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I know somebody who's a dummy, and he sit there. Yeah. He got blow up. He got all kind of stuff. I ain't gonna stop. I mean, it's too early to stop that. Yeah. But he got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got, what's that? Blow up doll.
Penetration jail.
I mean, it depends on.
Oh my God! All right.
Or the girl, because the girl's gonna be on like a net 90, net 120.
Yep,
depending.
Hello, that's Callie. Callie on there.
Yes, yeah, she got like two messages.
Go ahead, brother. Good movie.
Hey guys, I see you, but I can't really talk. I'm going to listen. I'm at the Goodyear getting an oil change, so as soon as I hop in the car, I will give you a chat.
You at the Goodyear, right?
By the way, G-Man, I got a bone to pick with you.
Nope. Hey, look. Well, guess what? G-Man is gone. So if you don't call it by the right name, he will not respond. I'm just like that salt inside your pepper. I'm just like it, that sugar inside your sweet and low. And
now, I see why he changed his name. I'm like, why G-Man done changed his name? I told him something, boy. Him. He told me, I said, G-Man, don't call me G-Man no more. My new name is him.
Since he said that, what's going along with what y'all was saying originally before I said what I said, it makes sense. Because now you, when you add in all that in, it's like, Yeah, he cut that deal. Just like with anything, when you're dealing with this right here.
Yeah.
It's more so like, what do we have on these people?
Yeah,
even,
right.
Even though we may not bring them in, mm-hmm. but we got some on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That you may know about this person look, that we're looking into and this person.
Yeah. $50 million. Look, $50 million. Yeah. So now I want y'all to think about this. The deal was $50 million. Mm-hmm. He didn't have no contact with, no internet, mm-hmm. 24-hour security.
Right.
He was going to be locked. They already bought they already bought the dang on apartment in Manhattan for him to stay at.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? His team.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And what's so sad about the whole situation is that when you look, when you got the government involved in anything mm-hmm. that you do, man, you're a flight risk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm gonna keep it 100.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I feel bad for him. But I don't feel bad when he kicked that girl. I don't kick
yeah.
my kids.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even kick my dog.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I kick a ball.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And what that showed is my brother was how ruthless he really was.
Exactly.
And you know, and we had been saying it, we knew it years ago that he was ruthless and most people feared him. And I mean, you know, we've heard stories where he's even had sex, knowing how true it is, with his mama.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we've all heard the stories.
God, dog, him and his mom had sex?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's a dangerous situation.
Dale, are you familiar with
it? I hadn't heard that.
I've heard that he had
sex. How can you make your mama come?
No, he forced her to have sex.
I don't know about the force, but let's look at history.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be breeding farms.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And in those breeding farms,
slavery days,
yes. Like I said again, they would put bags over their head, sacks over their heads. So they would have sex with their mothers, their sisters, their cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like I said, because again, you know,
they want a strong slave.
They want a stronger breed of slaves.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's not impossible.
Yeah, yeah.
But we as black people have gone through a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And who knows what kind of special, you know, stuff that P. Diddy's been going through, enduring, whatever.
Yes.
But right now, again, he's a billionaire.
Yeah.
He's definitely still a flight risk.
Yeah.
And that's why they won't give him his bail right now.
And he's very powerful.
Very powerful.
Even behind bars. Al Capone was powerful.
John Gotti. All those guys were
called the shot.
Behind bars.
I just read an article a few days ago that P. Diddy, and what you told me, him, that I both called him.
Mm-hmm.
Put you, Sean.
Hey,
they say that behind bars, he's calling his shots right now.
Yep.
He's getting done what he wants to do. And think about it, a guy like that, in addition to say, hey, if you do this, I'll do that. He also say, hey, you put your hands on me, your family, all up.
So let me tell you what they did.
Yeah.
So then when they found out what was going on, they raided his jail cell.
Mm-hmm.
And they found out that he was keeping notes of things.
I'm telling
you,
so
they
smart.
Took pictures of it. But the only reason why they raided his jail cell, you got to remember now, don't get it twisted now. I don't think a lot of people understand about P. Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
P. Diddy knows some stuff.
Yeah.
P. Diddy know how to fight.
That's why he's...
P. Diddy, look, that, yeah. Look, P. Diddy know how... He knows some...
P. Diddy is a dangerous cat.
He's just a billionaire thug. He's
a dangerous
cat. So, if you ever...
He's a dangerous cat.
You ever went to jail before?
No, man.
You ever went to jail before?
Well,
guess what? I went to jail before.
Yeah.
Hey, look, him went to jail. I went to jail for 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in high school, they put me in jail for 30 seconds, and they let me out. The only reason why they let me out, because they said, man, you seeping through your pants.
Hey. Well, bro, what are we supposed to do?
That's a true story.
Yeah. We ain't laughing at you, man.
They say he's seeping through his pants. So they don't know. They didn't know if I was like penetrating or peeing. I was peeing. I was supposed to be here. They got the wrong person.
It ain't me.
Look, who said I was like Shaggy? It ain't me. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, like, but on a serious note, I think, and I'm just joking. I've never been to jail before, but I think that P. Diddy, I think he gonna actually serve some time. But it's not going to be the time that we think that he's going to serve.
It's yeah. not going to be
because
much.
once our president elect get in there and he get his people in there and all this stuff like that, then I think they're going to work out a deal.
It's going to his people going to reach out to the president's people, and it's going to be something exactly.
Yep.
And we have to be mindful, like I said, power gravitates towards power.
Exactly.
Money talk.
And
Trump is a money man.
That's right.
You know, like I said, they're not going to forget the fact that P. Diddy is a billionaire.
Yes.
And again, like I said, Trump ran on the fact that, again, I'm going to bless those that bless me.
Yeah, that's right.
Like I said, again, Elon Musk.
Yeah.
I'm going to bless those that he's to his kids. Elon Musk now is Uncle Elon.
Yeah.
He got 11 kids in it.
11 kids that Joker got.
And if I was like that, I have 11.
And he just bought a
and he just bought a, I have 11. 12, 13, 14, 15. I'll be a
bunch of baby mamas. Yes, right.
Come on, G. I got to call you in.
You dangerous. You say you want kids?
I would have many of them. I'll be just like Elon Musk.
Won't you just go ahead into the place up the road in Charlotte and just drop your kids off?
I ain't a billionaire.
No, but you can drop
me.
Ahead and drop your sperm in a cup. Go ahead and look at some old magazine.
Here's what I would do. See, I don't want to do all of that.
You say you don't?
No.
The old-fashioned way.
I want to have an old-fashioned
way. Go plant your seed.
I'm plant my seed.
Well, why don't you just go ahead?
Man, my wife will kill me.
But you want kids, right? I mean, you want
to be. I said if I was rich.
No, but you rich.
I ain't rich, G.
I mean, Rick James said that. I'm Rick James, bitch!
And they knew it when Rick was finished.
But we got message. My bad. We went on this whole
tangent. A little tangent.
Yeah, my bad.
Hey, but I would have a whole bunch of kids if I was rich.
I ain't paying no attention to him. I ain't paying no attention to him.
Are you back to him now?
First off, I like to say, you know, no type of abuse is okay. But I have to wonder Cassie's motives. I mean, why stay with him so long? You could say, okay, she was young, this, that, the other. All right, fine. But why didn't she just leave? I mean, she eventually left anyway. She has children, remarried or married, whatever. I mean, her and Kim Porter was supposedly cool. Kim Porter is said to have a book that's been released. Now she's gone. I mean, did she wait for the bag and play the long game? Did she wait for the NDA to expire? What was the purpose of her staying if she was going to eventually leave anyway?
Well, I think her whole purpose was that she married someone that didn't have the money like him. So, at the end of the day, you got to realize abuse is abuse. You know what I'm saying? Once someone actually went through that, and then I got beat down, kicked, and all that stuff like that. You know, from what I was told too now, is that the day before she made it public, the day before she went and they filed that, they reached out to him and his attorney for the $30 million.
Yep.
And he refused to. So guess what? They released the whole information.
Mm-hmm.
They released everything, but
she played her trump card.
Exactly.
She played it.
Mm-hmm.
Like so, I said, he called her bluff.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, she called his bluff.
She called his bluff.
Yeah.
And then once she was able to actually do what she, and then guess what? 24 hours later, guess who settled?
He did.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely did.
Yeah, he did. Yes. And here's what, guys, you know, we try to figure out why people stay in relationships like that. I can tell you this. This modern generation of women, and I sometimes refer to them as females, not to be negative, but for some reason they brag and they love the bad boys. And what's P. Diddy's label called? And his bad boy label.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Hey, and trust me, P. Diddy is a bad boy. And women, these females love bad boys. And as I tell the guys, y'all have heard me talk on this many times. They love the Pookies and Ray Rays, and I don't mind saying it again. They love the Pookies. They'll cheat on a good man, and they can say what men do also, but we're not talking about men here. We're talking about the females. They would cheat on a good, hard-working man because he's boring, goes to work every day. He's home every night.
Facts.
For somebody that's got bagged, that's a drug dealer, there's a Pook and Ray Ray. Pook and Ray Ray can be broke and ain't hitting on nothing.
Let me tell you about a Pook and Ray Ray.
Yes.
So you can tell a Pook and Ray Ray.
Oh, yeah.
You know how you can tell them?
How, G?
If you got whitey tighties.
You gotta explain that to us.
Yeah, so
all right. All right. Okay.
Y'all know
oh, nothing. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Underwear. So if you're still wearing Fruity Balloon,
Tidy Whitey,
and Tidy Whiteys and all of that, and you ain't graduate.
Trump, our president probably wearing them.
Yeah. But he's a Pookie and a Ray Ray. Yeah. Think about Trump. Trump love having sex.
Yeah.
That's why I love him. I love Trump.
And I don't think he's having sex with his wife anymore.
No. I think she cut him loose. No, she's 40-something years old. She probably doing Secret Service.
Yeah, for true.
Let me just go ahead and say. Let me just.
Close.
No, you good. Now we got more message. Go ahead, Gerard. Just go ahead and hit the message right quick. But Tidy Whiteys is good for every man, right? Gerard, you got Tidy Whiteys? I got tidy whiteys. You know, I wear some tidy whiteys back in the days, man.
Yeah.
And you know what ended up happening? Man, my balls actually stick together in the tidy whiteys.
Okay. All right. I'm about to play these messages.
Even to all the gods. Wouldn't it be interesting, though, if women had the side babies? You know, men always have a side baby. Baby on the side that women don't know about. What do you mean, does it have a woman had a baby on the side that a man didn't know about? She tried to leave, and he threatened to kill her current boyfriend that she was with. So it was difficult to leave. Apparently, if you leave, something happens to you. You better ask Cassie or check the video. I'm back in the corner, frying plantains.
You know, you think about it.
I don't know. I wasn't there. But I read some of the allegations in the lawsuits. And it's pretty interesting when you learn that some of these women, underage, allegedly, showed up to what they might have thought was a video shoot and were drugged. I mean, what do you do in those incidents when you go to the authorities and then nothing happens? I mean, dude had a whole key to the city and was under indictment. I couldn't get a key to my mama's house. I had to wait for somebody to come home to let me inside. I'm just saying. Lots of folks got upset about Trump, which I'm trying to talk about. If you grab him by the pussy, you can get him. You know what he said. But I'm just saying. I know a lot of women. If you can grab him by the pussy, you can pretty much do anything. I'm just saying, for the right amount of money, you can touch the ovaries. I'm just saying. But I listened to the interview in its entirety, the whole conversation. And he said something to the effect of, oh, if you buy him a living room set, you can always come over and sit on it. I've been on a few dates. Nigga in there bought me a fold-up chair. I'm just saying, it would be nice to get a couch every now and then.
I'm kind of confused by the dang on grabbing by the vajayjay. Because, you know what, how can you grab the vajayjay? Yeah, I mean, think about it. Now, you pitch your hands. How can you grab the vajayjay without it slipping off? Now, I know for one thing,
technically,
that's what I'm saying. But I know
I've seen some camel toes.
But I know what you can grab, though. You can grab balls. Yeah, so you think about it. But that's what I'm saying. So if you really think about it, when people say grab the vajayjay, how can you grab a vajayjay?
Get your handful.
I mean, you get a handful, but you're going to let
it go.
You're
going to let it go.
You're going to slide out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now, I was watching a video the other day. The lady had the biggest camel toe in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she had a dang on
surgery.
I don't know. No. I think she had something in between her leg that was vibrating that stuff. I ain't never seen no camel toe like that.
Yeah.
That camel toe was size, it was 3 inches. I ain't never seen no stuff
like
that.
That's a short Johnson.
No, but guess what? I think that she had something.
She probably had surgery too, G.
No.
Man, they do all kinds.
I'm gonna show y'all the video. I'm gonna show y'all the video.
I don't want to see that video. You want to see the video? I don't want to see that video.
I'm gonna show y'all the video. Hey, and y'all see the video? Y'all. She had a. It was.
What you doing watching the video?
I mean, it just came to my feed.
I got you. Hey, but here's what me and the boys know with Cassie. Hey, they these females love the bad boys, and P Diddy and they is do. A bad boy.
They do.
But she should have laughed when he
ain't going nowhere, G.
Man, that's why I said, man, look, when you first put your hands on anybody, I don't care who you are. Right? I'm gonna tell y'all right now.
You're right.
It's five of us in this. It's five of us in this group. Yeah. If I hear that any one of y'all put your hands, I gotta check you. Yeah. Now I might not beat you guys, but I would have to check you.
You
guys.
Would, cause you know we know you. Yeah. We know you.
But here, you can't. You can't really put your hands on. But just walk away and leave. Hey, leave the situation. Hey, let the situation go. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Me, the fellas, all of us are old school. Moms, all moms told us that if you got to hit that woman, you don't need them.
Leave, man. Look,
we come up like that.
If you want some place to stay at,
yes, yeah,
they got an outhouse up there.
We'll take it, but hopefully won't need because
they got the bars on it.
Yeah, you got,
they got a bar.
But got about to remember now. But they these modern females. You ask me what is a modern female? Is these ones that are strong and independent? Yep. Don't need no man. They are bad bitches. They make their own money. I'm just telling you what they say until the bills come and things
get hard. Oh, my God.
But they love the bad boys like a P. Diddy. And they think his love when he hits on them.
Nobody deserved to get beat on, kicked on, spit on.
They accept that as love.
And then the thing about it, too, if you're in a relationship.
No, I've seen that with man also, man.
And you know, I've seen some movie on, some different kind of movie these guys be. Look, what do we get from beating up our lady?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nothing. I seen that video, y'all. I tell you, about a year
ago. That hurt my feeling when I seen that video.
It cut to my heart. Then he grabbed her by the hair and started dragging her. Man, I was so pissed off, I was wanting to shoot the house up. But I realized that if I shot it up, I have to fix it.
But then the thing was making so sad, she stayed there for a couple more years.
Yeah, yes, because they think that's love. And they
it can't be love, man.
Hey, y'all think about this.
You know what that is?
I'm asking this.
You know what that is?
You know what that is? Brother?
All right, so she didn't have anything else going on in her life. He was worth so much and so much a million of dollars. He promised her so much of stuff. He gave her so much of stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, think about it now.
Coming from nothing.
She ain't got nothing going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then he giving her a look. And then she living that life that she needs to live.
Yes,
or you she love. Or she want to live.
She want to live.
Don't need it, but she want to
live. Don't have to.
Yeah, good point.
That's what she loves. You know what I'm saying? So once you in that... what do you call it? A entitlement thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so once...
100%, bro.
So once you like that and all and stuff like that, of course, you're going to actually stay there because you want more.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You want the bag. You want the burpee bag. You want the nails. Because you think about it now. When the last time y'all hear Cassie put out any album?
Yes.
And then when Cassie got that $30 million or $25 million from Diddy... Her and her two kids and her husband, they gonna live nice.
Mm-hmm. Real nice.
They gonna live nice. Mm-hmm. The husband only, I mean, look, he was struggling. She looked like she was struggling.
Mm-hmm.
She looked like she was like, man, why I married this man right here? Because dang going, I could actually stay with dang on. I could actually stay with Diddy and he could actually just go ahead and dang on, one, two, three, put it on me and let the,
there's a difference.
Bad boy. You get what I'm saying?
She used to that lifestyle, that excitement.
And I'm not saying that as a joke, but I'm just saying that
excitement.
Yeah.
And her husband's probably boring to her.
No, man.
We would be boring to her because we work.
You see her husband? You see her husband?
Yeah, is he good looking like me? I ain't seen him, bro.
He look like a
Yeah.
Play the message, Gerard.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm staying in my lane.
Okay. So he beat Kim Porter. Nobody said nothing about that. But now with Cassie, there's something to be said. I wonder why sometimes. And to me, at that level, shit just be different that we don't understand. It's a whole different world. It's a secret society.
So we don't know what goes on at those levels or what people are subjected to or what black male people are subjected to. We do know there was a book written and they weren't together at the time. They had not been together for a while. So maybe she stayed for whatever reason. She wanted to keep her family together. We don't really know. We weren't there. But it's easier to say that what you would have done if you were not in that situation. We don't really know the circumstances of what really happened. We don't really know the circumstances of what really happened because none of us were really there. But we do know that at that level, things operate differently. Again, it is a secret society and we don't know what goes on. There's a lot of blackmail that goes on. There are a lot of people involved. This is not just about Diddy. This is bigger than Diddy. Diddy is just the gateway to see who else is all involved. And they're going to take down a whole lot of people other than him. So I'm just waiting back to see and hold on. Because my concern has always been the babies.
Or he pretended to have
the babies. I'm going to go on to Brian Blanton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know what? And she's 100% right. I mean, because we really don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, we on the outside looking in. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, all of us that's sitting here right now on this podcast right now, we ain't even hundredaires.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? We thousandaires. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the point, millionaires and billionaires, they do some cricket stuff. Yes. And they get away with it because they got high and powerful people.
And they feel like they're entitled.
They are.
You know, and again, you think about it, money is power.
Money is power.
You know, and then like I said, you take the have and the have nots.
Yes.
You know, when you don't have, you want some.
Yes.
That's right.
And like I said, Cassie may do some things that she wouldn't have normally did.
Yeah, that's right.
Stay a few more minutes than she would have normally stayed.
Yeah.
Years. Like I,
you know,
exactly.
The minutes are years. Yeah.
Because like I said, it's been good to her.
Yeah.
You come from nothing. Yeah. And even though he's feeding you breadcrumbs, mm-hmm. it's more than I had before I got here.
Yeah.
But the most, I mean, the thing that hurt my heart the most about the whole situation is that when I see a Cassie and I see the girls that my favorite superstar.
What's my
R. Kelly?
R. Kelly. Aura.
Man. Yeah. The one, you know, it just touched my heart because the things that they did
mm-hmm.
and all that stuff like that, you know, you shouldn't be allowed to do that to people.
Kids. Yes.
I mean, like people, kids or children or whatever, you know what I mean? And it's just so sad, but we appreciate you.
Yes.
I mean, I didn't get my information solely from the television. I wanted to read the actual, because it's public information what some of the charges are in some of these lawsuits. And when you start looking at them, you're like, wow, somebody really did some type of shit like that? And you start looking at all the people that were involved and how it's been something that's been going on for a long, long time. And now we're bringing light to it. And it's interesting because nobody paid attention because they were saying something. People were like, why did you start with Diddy? It's a racial thing. No, it wasn't, because when it came out, they told you about Anthony Wynn and they told you about Harvey Weinstein. Nobody cared. They told you about all these other people and nobody paid attention. Christina Maxwell, nobody paid attention. But as soon as they mentioned a celebrity, Diddy, everybody started to pay attention. And people need to start to pay attention. And I'm just saying, as long as people are talking about it now, then now people are going to really see what's really been going on the whole time. Those people that they think that they were aren't who they were. Are. I mean, everybody's acting weird now. Where they at anyway?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, Wiener, he was sticking his wiener everywhere. Wiener was part of Jeffrey.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeffrey was part of dang on. So what's so sad about what's going on? And I heard it from somebody the other day, and they said it just like this. They said, hey, the reason why we got child trafficking right now is because if you got somebody that's 14 years old, and they don't have a parent here in the United States. Someone actually introduced them, or someone actually
to their life,
and that's all they know.
And you, 14 years old, you don't know.
You don't know anything. So next thing you know, better. You got a grown person body and all that stuff like that.
At 14,
and the only person that can tell that is a person our age. Because, look, you stick your wiener in somebody that can't open up, you tell me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like pancakes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, bro.
You ever put syrup on pancakes before? And yeah, the pancakes bad and it don't move?
Yeah.
That's how the JJ is.
Gotcha, D. Gotcha.
Got a message, Gerard.
All right.
Like I said, I'm not a Diddy apologist, but all of this stuff didn't come out until he sued that liquor company.
That's right.
And that's basically what it is. They had to show him who's boss. Put him in his place. That's what's going on. I think he alluded to that. That's where all this come from. He been doing that. They've been new about that.
Yes.
He just overstepped his boundaries. That's all.
Yes.
Well, I mean, he had to been put right back in his place. You get what I'm saying? So sometimes we think that we all that, but somebody will, look, that's just like me, man. If I should happen to run for the mayor of this little small country county that I live at, somebody will definitely pick me up. They're going to be like, hey.
They're going to find out about it.
They're going to be like, you remember when you did this? You remember when you did that? And guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to be a P. Diddy.
Yeah.
I'm going to slap up.
Yeah. And you're right, brother. None of this started until P. Diddy sued that liquor company. And they was making an example of him because they had connections. So, hey, we got more money than you. Mm-hmm. We'll fix this situation. We're going to make an example of you and let them see who you really are.
They were $4 billion.
Go ahead. And then they go back to what we were saying in the beginning of the show.
In the beginning.
When we were talking about far as like the degrees of
far yeah, as yes.
The punishment or the sentence they give them. And that goes back to this right here. The same thing. It's like saying, hey, look, you are here.
And I am here. We got to bring
you down a little bit.
Yes. Yes.
Dale. You know? Cause
According to what I read, he was under investigation for quite some time. The tip of the iceberg, I think, for them was when the lawsuit came out. I guess he was. I mean, the audacity that he didn't think he had to pay it right away. And then he paid it after the fact. I mean, I guess he said, let's just get this motherfucker now because who do you think he is? I don't know. It might have something to do with the lawsuit, but I don't care what it has to do with. When you start reading these allegations and realizing that those babies, and I use the word babies because they're younger than 14, allegedly, and it's like, I don't know, I hope they castrate the motherfucker personally if you're fucking with babies like that. That's just me personally. I'm in the corner frying plantains. And all those involved, I think it's a shame.
You missed that.
What'd she say?
I think what's even more horrific is you've seen movies, The Sound of Freedom, and you hear all these things about all these missing children that go missing in America. And I think what's even more horrific is you've seen movies, The Sound of Freedom, and you hear all these things about all these missing children that go missing in America. And the one thing that's also missing, along with those missing children, are stories from the media about these missing babies. So to me, silence is complacency. I'm back in the corner frying plantains.
So, I mean, I got a question actually right quick. So my question is that, like, a lot of ladies had already went through, from what I read now, they said 48% of the ladies in the United States have already went through some kind of verbal, physical, mental abuse.
Yes.
Is that true? Delicious. I think that's your name, Delicious. A honey bun. Which one?
There might be some validity in that.
Yes.
They said that, like, so... But you got to think about it now. Some of us done went through some verbal and mental stuff with some of our ladies, man.
Go through abuse too.
Yeah, now look, I would never, I'll tell y'all this. I would never ever put my hands on no lady.
I will. Go ahead, my brother.
There we go.
Go ahead.
You dangerous, son.
Yeah, him. Go ahead, say what you were saying.
Oh, play the message. Play the message. JP got us twisted over here.
Ooh.
I mean, I don't know. I don't follow surveys. I imagine that there have been a number of women who have said who have had inappropriate things said to them, and there have been probably a large percentage of women who have been sexually assaulted. It's just the reality of the fact. And also, there's a reality that there are people that are pedophiles, and maybe people shouldn't let their kids grow up pedophiles. I don't know. These people exist. Evil people exist. I don't know. I don't follow statistics. I don't know. I'm sure there's a number out there, but I mean, yeah. I need to understand your point and why you're asking. Thank you.
No, you're fine. I mean, I know a couple people, they say that when they feel horny, they order Amazon doll.
Oh my God.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
That keep him out of jail.
They say doll talk and all that stuff like that.
Thanks for ordering me, Big Daddy.
Wow.
And the doll.
Wow.
Thanks for ordering me, Big Daddy.
Wow.
You program the dog to speak your language. So if the dog, so you can get a chocolate, white, or Hispanic, Cajun. I mean, Cajun. Cajun.
That's spicy right
here. It's spicy. I should have said Asian. Oh. So they said the dog, when you set it up, the dog be like, Konnichiwa? That's Spanish.
Yeah, Konnichiwa. Japanese. Yeah. Konnichiwa.
Oh, my God.
Konnichiwa in Japanese. Like they knew it was Japanese.
Yeah.
So
yes.
So Konnichiwa not Asian.
No. He's Japanese. Yeah. And I was in Japan for a year.
I've been in Asia for 6 months.
Yeah, I got you.
So you telling me this whole time I was talking to this Asian
person. They were laughing at you, bro.
They were like, what the hell?
So I said Konnichiwa.
Yeah.
She laughing at you,
and
bro.
And they were like, Konnichiwa, Ohio Gonzalez. Yes. Hey, how are you doing?
Oh, yes. My goodness.
Oh, but that's Japanese.
Man, y'all got me quiet.
That just make you international lover, bro.
Yeah, he's international. He's definitely dead.
International lover.
He's definitely dead.
Don't you feel bad, bro. They understood.
Yes, sir.
They understood.
So, let me say it again. Konnichiwa?
Yeah. Japanese, and you say it good, too.
Yeah.
It's the way. Say it good.
So,
if you was in Japan, you say it the way you speak it. Every one of what other
people say. Yeah, I hear you, brother.
Yeah.
That's Japanese.
Yeah. See, but they don't know. What did you learn from New Jersey, Japanese in New Jersey?
I know, man. I just been listening.
Yeah.
Just listening and reading.
So what? Fool my tongue.
I don't know. Sound like something you just made it up.
Fool my tongue.
Hey, y'all, I was in college, right? I had this professor in college, but like him over here, you know, if I ever get used to referring him to that.
It's him.
Yes, sir. This professor in college say, he said, Patterson, what do you call it? Oh, professor. He said, what do you call it? Russian clap. What we call the Russian claps. The disease.
Yeah.
The claps. I say, Professor, I don't know. He said, "Rot your cock off." I said, "Rot your cock off." He said, "Yeah."
Wow.
So, him, you always side about like here, make it up some, you know.
Rot your cock.
He said it real fast, so it sounded like a Russian word, you know. Rot your cock off. I said, come on, man.
Hey, it sounded like you supposed to, how the way it sounds.
You say it real fast.
You say it real fast.
So it sounds Russian.
But how the way I took it is that you need to wash your cock off.
No, he said, rot your cock off.
Rot
your cock off. You say, look,
rot your cock off.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I never forgot. I just shook my head and walked off.
We got two messages. Hey, Rob.
And that's probably because people don't realize the true reason why you're supposed to be laying down with the opposite sex in the first place. And it's not for enjoyment. It's to reproduce. If you're going to follow the book that they wrote, you know, that basic instruction before leaving Earth that not even animals need to read.
You can't have all the heat by yourself.
I'm in the corner.
Let's close this song.
That dude crazy. Speaking of Japan, you know they're offering, and this information is readily available. You can look it up as we speak. They're offering African American men $75,000 to help repopulate Japan. Apparently, there's a shortage in the numbers, and they're seeking out African American men to help repopulate Japan. $75,000.
I think I might have to take that offer. Y'all hear what he said?
No.
I'm gonna play the message again.
That dude crazy. Speaking of Japan, you know they're offering, and this information is readily available. You can look it up as we speak. They're offering African American men $75,000 to help repopulate Japan. Apparently, there's a shortage in the numbers, and they're seeking out African American men specifically to help repopulate Japan. $75,000.
I can't do that.
Juggalo Gerard.
I can't do that.
You do that all by yourself.
Yep.
I already got my ticket. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, you can do that by yourself. They just don't know. They'll be running you out of Japan after about a week.
No, I can't do that because, you know, child support is a trip.
Yeah.
Can you imagine you done fathered like about seven of them over there in Japan, and next thing you know, they send you a bill?
Mm-hmm.
Take all you little.
Well, no, because they're trying to repopulate. They're trying to repopulate, so ain't gonna be. It shouldn't be no child support.
Nope, I heard the same story that the Japanese men and women for that issue, for they're not having sexual encounters with one another, and the population is dropping drastically, and they are inviting men from other countries, and I did not know that. Of the nationality, but
you want a kid by a Japanese woman?
No, my brother, I probably got three or four kids by a Japanese woman. hey, I'm gonna tell you, fellas, I know this. Hey, I used to be worried.
No.
But yeah, we look, Cali girl, I see you over there.
Thank you, G.
Nope.
Hey, damn, he protected me over here.
Nope, he didn't let you cut you.
I used to be worried all the time. Who gonna show up at my door?
20 years.
Hi, Dad. What the hell are you?
Man,
I swear I used to be worried.
I have a baby by me.
I used to be worried. I'm like,
baby by G.I. Joe.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, I told you. I
said, you G.I. Joe daddy.
When I was young, when he was young, I told Dallas, ain't now. So I pop up and say that I'm your father. Don't get mad. And I say, I don't know.
You look at you.
I said, because, I said, when I was in the military, I told him, I don't know. I wouldn't have been surprised.
Oh, Jesus.
I promise you.
I'm going home.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I'm going to go home.
I mean, we just want to shoot one episode.
I can't take this no more.
But damn, I told her, I said, if they pop up, babe, don't get mad. I'm probably the daddy.
I know this one.
I promise you, I told you.
I'm gonna tell y'all this, man, and it's so funny. I know this one young lady that she used to use the condom, and she would take the condom and put it back in her.
Yeah.
Upside down, just to actually get
spill it out. Yeah,
did y'all know the case of? What's the cat name? Everybody wants the rapper. Everybody wants a baby by Drake. You know the case where Drake would always put hot sauce in the condoms after he's had sex with these females because they love these Pookies and Ray Ray, and Drake is just a rich Pookie and Ray Ray. And so what Drake
Go ahead. So why your best friend Drake trying to sue everybody now?
Which one? The same one.
Yeah, Drake. He trying to sue people.
Man, I don't pay that cat no attention.
You know what? You know what?
Y'all my best friend. That's all I got. Ain't my best friend.
But now check this out. Now here's what happened. Drake had sex with a female. Oh. He put hot sauce in the condom to kill the sperm semen. The philosopher, I got to give me the right terminology. And the female, when he got the condom out the garbage, this is true. This ain't fabricated. And packed the condom up inside of her.
And you know what and she it had? Started.
Yeah, she had the burn, baby. Yeah. And oh, so.
Can you imagine Tabasco sauce inside the JJ?
So guess what she had the nerve to do?
What?
Sue him.
Well, she can't sue somebody.
She sued him. And I don't know what happened in the case, but she filed a lawsuit against him. And, for taking a condom out the garbage and packing it up inside.
She made that decision. So yeah. I'm quite sure she didn't win the case.
No, what she was trying to do was get a baby by him so she can get some, as you pointed out, some child support. Well, so you know, amazing. Go ahead.
Because 50 Cent hit.
He's the smartest cat.
50 Cent said, he said, have a baby by me, be a millionaire. Some of these girls will be a millionaire when they have a baby.
Did you see? Did y'all see the case where 50 Cent won with his, the female he got the kid by?
Yeah.
She was getting what $80,000-$90,000 a month, and then she decided to take him back because it wasn't enough. And they say, "No, you're right, man. We got to fix your case. He's giving you a whole lot more money than you supposed to get."
Yeah,
and they knocked it down from what he volunteered to give her, like $80,000-$90,000 a month.
$40,000.
Yeah. No. Like $8,000 a month.
Oh Lord,
$7,000.
Daphne, you should know better than that. I hope you listen. Being greedy. I hope you listen to Daphne.
Being greedy.
You went from 80 to 9.
Hey, Dale, that wasn't child support. That was about. That was a gift. Yes, sir.
That was a gift.
Yeah.
Too fun.
Yeah.
We got message.
The kid asked you, "Was were you his daddy?" He said, "I don't know."
Can that get bigger volume?
Can I ask you as his daddy? You said, "I don't know."
Yeah. I said, "No, come on, they could get that DNA test done."
So, I mean,
but the chance I am.
But, I mean,
the chance I am. So well, that's sperm, I left over the plate.
I hope Grant don't listen to this.
No.
Yes, sir. Hey, man. I might have told you fellas before, but military guys are like movie stars in these foreign countries. Yeah, you get stuff hurt because they throw themselves at women. Love Americans. It's dangerous.
Hey, so they're trying to get back over here?
They just love Americans.
Okay.
Hey, I just like when I was in the Philippines. Can they hear you?
Yeah, they can definitely hear you. Everybody can hear you.
I ain't saying nothing else. Yeah. I'll leave it up to Jiggle or Jerron. I ain't saying nothing else.
Oh, but go ahead, my
brother. Oh, I was supposed to say something?
What? We want to hear from the Jiggle about the Japanese wanting somebody to populate the help start repopulating the plate. And I think you can do damage all by yourself.
I mean, you two was in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Gerard's in the military.
Yeah, really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Gerard will tell you that American men are loved by women all over the world. They love American men. And they love American men, military, non-military. And you go into these countries, man, I tell you what, the biggest thing you got to do is tell them no. That's what you got to do. No, babe, I can't sleep with you tonight. No, babe. No, I don't want to have sex with you.
Yeah.
That's a norm. That is normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think Gerard told a couple people that he get them some Capri Suns on the cheap.
Yeah.
Out of the
Yeah. I guarantee that.
You said what? You said what? Capri Suns from where?
Hey, so you think the Capri Suns cheap in Walmart? You ain't seen nothing on base.
Yeah.
What's up, homie?
Man, I'm telling
you. Wow. Wow.
Man, when I was in the Philippines, it was nothing to have sex with probably on the weekend, about five or six different
women. Really?
Yeah. Japan, same way.
Okay.
Yeah.
JP, are you wanting this on the episode?
Did you, what you just said, did you want it on the episode? Because if you're trying to whisper, bro, it ain't working.
Hey, cut it out. Cut it out.
Everybody can hear you. Everybody can hear you.
Help me out. No, I want it on the episode. Thank you, Gerard. I appreciate it. I'm finna check my mic.
Oh, okay. Because if you was trying to whisper that, yeah, we heard, everybody heard that loud and clear.
Yeah, I'm a definitely.
No, my brother.
I'm gonna tell him right now.
We laughing over it, but I'm crying inside. Gerard, that was a long time ago. If you put it on there, hey, don't go out the way to take it off of there. Hey, that was a long time ago, bro.
I'll call you tomorrow.
I mean, I was just saying because it seemed like you was trying to lower your voice, so I figured maybe you was trying to whisper it, but you really wasn't whispering. Y'all don't whisper. Y'all don't whisper. Y'all don't whisper. You, no, you, Dale, and Greg, y'all don't whisper. We can hear y'all when y'all be talking. We can hear y'all.
Yeah, thank you, bro. We know from now on.
Hey, look, I don't know why he. Once again. There is no G-Man, Greg. It's only one name. So if you can't say it, I will not respond as of today. So I need you. We're gonna do a roll call. What is his name now?
They call him Mr. Him.
What is his name?
Mr. Him.
What's his name?
Mr. Him.
What's my name? Him. And Gerard, what's his name?
That guy formerly known as G-Man. Now they call him Him.
Hey, Gerard, until he mess up again, then he'd be changing his name again, I guess.
Well, he gonna change it again.
Change it again.
Somebody told me the other day I need to change it to Heat.
Why Heat?
It's just like the Heat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He is the Heat.
I'm talking about Heat Man.
I thought you said Heat Man.
Nah, but
your temperature all right, y'all?
Yeah, man, I'm good. But I'm gonna tell y'all this, man. On this 50th episode that we have,
before you get started, let me play Callie's message because if not, she's gonna leave me a message to say play my messages. So let me go and play her messages. Man,
whatever. Capital H, capital I, capital whatever. Yep, I'm finally done with the Goodyear, and now I'm about to go to Zaxby's and get some chicken to go home with.
Hey, Callie, you better be careful eating all them chicken like that.
Why, G? Why?
Because it don't have the right kind of sterilization that it need to have for her mouth.
What?
The process.
What? What?
Yeah.
The sterilization.
I'm with you, Dale.
You know, everybody.
The fisting part. Yeah.
Everybody need a little bit of sterilization in their mouth. So, Callie, be careful now.
Pause.
And we definitely did pause.
I know. We got another message.
Yeah, see, he just made up some shit. And first of all, I don't need to hear some crappy thing about when I'm about to eat my nice, juicy meat, okay? I still got a bone to pick with your ass.
Zaxby's.
She
didn't
say chicken.
She didn't say chicken. She said juicy meat. So, I mean, look, Callie, calm down. We know you about to get some juicy meat. Just make sure when you bite into the juices come in your mouth.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah.
There he is.
Yeah.
That didn't take long at all. It didn't take long at all.
Yeah.
She never said Zaxby's again.
No. She wants some juicy meat. Mm. So we know in Atlanta is a bunch of juicy meat running around there. Mm-hmm. So him said, get all the juicy meat, but when you bite into the meat, make sure some juice come out of it. One love.
What?
Oh, man.
No, my brother. I'm good.
Oh, I ain't making no juice coming out of nothing. I swallow the shit. What you talking about? See, you don't know me, do you?
Well, there you go.
Well, I forgot you do all kind of stuff.
She's special that way.
I forgot. Damn. She's a veteran. Look, let me tell you, if she's the last person in the old folks' home, guess what? She will take every
support out. Wait, we got to try to get a little warm in here.
I'm good. Right. But look, if she's the last person,
I'm gonna head to the house in a minute.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Hey, Callie, we appreciate you saying that. But if you're the last person in the old folks' home, we know that you're gonna swallow everything.
Oh my goodness.
We know.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. I wonder what she. You gonna help me sing it?
No, bro. I ain't getting that with you. You help me. You handle that by yourself. Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
How I
wonder
what you
are. Who you are? Yeah. Who you are?
Who you are?
You got that right.
Yes, sir.
Nope. There go your response.
Yeah, I don't need nobody else but you know who to speak directly to me because I'm addressing his ass. Okay? I'm waiting.
She ain't talking to him.
She's talking to him. She said she had a bone to pick with you. Yeah, she said she had a bone to pick with you.
No.
She's talking to him.
Four other people in this group other than him. And she got to call the name. I need her to call the name. Who she talking about? If she talking about
she said
him,
she had,
then he will respond.
She said so she had a bone to pick with you.
I didn't hear her.
She said it like twice. She said she had a bone to pick with you.
No, she needs to say it one more time. I'll give her kibbles and bits. Uh-oh. Come talk to me, Callie.
Face. Yes, man, cold. Like I missed a lot.
Well, I'll tell you this, man. Look, so I was watching a movie the other night.
Yeah.
And the movie that I was watching, it was showing a lot of, like, things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the only thing that the movie reminded me of is that all the you know, and what got me kind of confused is that all the black entertaining movies, all of them are just the same. It's about the man beating a woman, the woman running away, and all this stuff. I never could understand that. So, I mean, like, why we make movies like that to actually keep the entertainment going on?
Because but it's always want to keep it to where, like, you see us as the aggressor.
But it's always the man beating the woman running away.
Yeah, because we are the aggressors, especially those of a dark complexion.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be our brown or whether it be us or the brown brothers, our brown brethren is always we have to be the aggressor.
Yeah, I was watching one on Tubi. That's my favorite show.
I like Tubi.
Tubi had one the other day.
I like Tubi.
And he was an NFL football player. He hurt his knee, and he beat his wife. The wife ran away with the two kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I seen that one.
Yeah, he just ran away with the two kids, and then next thing you know, she ended up in Atlanta with the two kids and all that stuff like that, and he came and she shot him at the end. You know what I'm saying? But what the only thing I'm saying is that why? I mean, why we allow things to actually happen like that?
Greg, you got to keep in mind that traditionally, that's what they know, that's what we're known for. Mm-hmm. And it still pays. When you watch it on TV, people like stuff like that. You know, that we are the aggressor. You know, we're the one that's. Yeah, but I'm gonna tell you, Greg. Exactly. And I've looked and read enough about Black history.
I'm gonna tell you this again.
That we got issues.
Hey, bro. I love you.
I love you too.
But that name is dead.
I'm sorry, G. But you still G with us, right? You just him doing it, you know.
The fact that he said it with a straight face.
Yeah, laughing. You know, that messed me up. Like I said something wrong.
I mean, but like you said, though, it's like.
Yeah,
it's
right.
It doesn't come culturally. The same way, like, which guy had the speech for the Panthers, and he was saying about, he said, hey, look, you know, you live by this model of, you got this Santa Claus, this man coming down a chimney, come down, no smut on him, but still, everything is still pure, clean.
We, as a people, like I said, guys, we were taken from our country.
Yeah.
Our homeland.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we were brought here and we were involved. I mean, bro, they have stuff called bucking. Bucking is bad. That's when they took a husband, a father, and they took a man and bucked him, another man, to let his people know that he ain't shit. He's nothing. And then they've taken his wives and his daughters, they put them in the big house. They make babies by them. You got these light-skinned kids and the dark-skinned kids. The light-skinned kids can work in the house and eat off the white man's table. The blacks had to go to the fields. We've been divided and separated. United we stand, divided we fall.
Mm-hmm.
And they divided us.
Yes, so sir.
They knew what they were doing. And they got into our heads. Yeah. And then they got into our hearts. And then we, you know, animals, a lion, he'll mate. He'll let her go on about her business. He'll mate another one and go on about his business. They treat us no more like animals. They had breeding farms for black people. They would have you have sex with your mother, but they put a bag over your head so you wouldn't know. So you just have sex with her sister so you give a bigger, stronger buck.
That's wild. That's crazy.
We've been messed over for a long time, and then they ask us why we're angry. Why are we so violent? We've been fucked with all our lives. And we're tired of being fucked with. That's why we get so angry so much. We just want to live, man. We just want to live.
Yeah.
We want to love our children. You know, we're out of these. We out of these. We go to church. We go to work every day.
That's right.
We love our wives.
That's right.
We're bored.
We pay our taxes. We do all the things that we're supposed to do.
That real men do. We're not Pookie and Ray Ray.
We're just as good as our white counterparts, but we're not treated the same.
But I'm Isaac and Steve. I ain't Pookie no more. I'm Isaac and Steve.
Wait a minute. Now, how you Isaac and Steve? Not Adam and Eve.
No, you say
the sad part about it. The reality of it is that what you have is, as you go, the separation.
Yes, yeah.
Where you have like
coming out like my brother. Mm-hmm.
Field niggas and house niggas.
Yeah.
And now it's like that brother. Same mentality still took it out the same way. Like you still have those that when it was, hey, look, we're trying to free everybody.
Yes, sir.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And you had Underground Railroad, but then you also had those. That was like, oh no, everything is good here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we don't need to do this. So now let me go let it be known that we got something that's trying to run.
Yeah.
And that's what we still have now is mm-hmm. that because it's been force fed into the man and into that mentality where it still trickle downs. The only difference is instead of the plantation, you still got the plantation mentality, but there's no plantation. Because you're still trying to hold your other one back.
Yeah.
Could you imagine back in the day, you making the money you making?
Which,
bro, you Black Wall Street.
He's in the top.
You imagine 10, making the 15%. Money that you're making now, mm-hmm. you're Black Wall Street.
Yeah.
And like I said, you live just as humble. You got a nice little house, and you don't bother nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Just like with Black Wall Street, they wasn't bothering nobody, mm-hmm. but it dawned on them. That nigga got more money than me.
Yes.
The hell you say? We gonna burn this shit down.
Let me let y'all know this.
But they don't see how hard you work.
And I'm,
they don't
and
see I'm, back in the day, but now you working 50, 60 hours a day.
Yes.
But him, see that. But him,
he didn't care about that.
But him gonna be honest with you. Him gonna say, and I'm letting everybody know this. They come for me. Burning them. Mm-hmm. I don't give a damn.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You gotta burn it down. Mm-hmm. You gotta burn it down.
The white,
enough.
The whites?
Yeah, yeah.
Let me y'all got me. Y'all
yeah.
Me on that.
Yeah.
The whites. No.
G. I mean, just like think about like how many people know about the, you terrible man. You are terrible.
Before, yeah.
You terrible, bro.
A lot
bro.
Of people don't know that.
You are terrible.
Shoot, a lot of people do not know that.
You know, I was in the army. So sad. We're not dumb. When back in the day when we got sick, they went and got a vet.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get a doctor. They got a vet.
Yeah. Because he was like an animal.
He was an animal.
A piece of property. He just was, like a cow or a sheep.
Yeah.
A hog. He was a piece of property.
He was a vet. You ain't even got the vet. Yeah.
That's why, I'm going to tell y'all this. That's why my cousin, he sit there. He just have sex with all of them.
Mm.
He just go ahead. He got dang on 10 baby mama.
White women?
With white woman.
Yeah.
He drop it like it's hot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look,
he come to the realization that
he penetrate.
I'm gonna get you.
He deliver.
I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna drop a seed in you.
Sound like you got him on a revenge agenda.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be him.
Yeah.
Because all his kids are.
Yeah, yeah.
But
what was the subject?
What was the subject talking about now? No,
we're just bringing.
Y'all springing good too.
You got something to say?
I ain't got nothing to say. Y'all done say it at all.
And that's why, like I said, when
you done say it at all.
I'll be honest with you. Back in the day, if they seen this, they'd lynch us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You weren't allowed to get together like
you
that.
They would lynch us. Because you're here talking to kill me.
Too much
Too much drinking.
Yes.
Y'all dangerous.
Yes. Yes.
Y'all dangerous niggas.
I know.
No, y'all got to go. Y'all can't stay here.
Can you imagine that?
You can't stay here.
You couldn't gather.
No, you got a thought.
Yes.
You actually can sit there and think.
Think
thoughts.
No, you weren't allowed to do that.
Oh no, you got to go. No, you're a dangerous nigga.
Like Jerry Springer.
No,
you weren't allowed to do that.
You're a dangerous nigga.
That's
you got
a lot
to go.
That you weren't allowed to do.
They'd find the nearest tree and they hang my black ass on that one. They'd hang James on this one on his own property.
Yeah,
hang Greg on that one, and then like I said, set an example.
Yes.
Yeah, you motherfuckers think y'all something.
Yeah, you couldn't communicate. Couldn't
communicate.
No, you couldn't.
It was illegal to learn how to read and write.
Yes.
I guess him dead.
Why? Because he
was a I guess him dead.
Why?
Him retired. He gonna change his name.
Hey. What did he say? Like they saw. He saw. You know.
Don't you say it. Don't you say it.
Don't
you say it.
I ain't gonna say that.
I'm close by you.
I don't always
look. I got the pressure point.
I done forgot what I'm gonna say because I heard nowhere.
You done told me about the pressure point.
I done forgot.
The pressure point right there.
Bro. Oh, bro.
You get sleepy?
Yeah, I'm just sleeping.
You know what the same. You know what the.
You save him, my brother. Save him.
We have all this. Space where like you can find this information out. Mm-hmm. Before it's more like hand-me-downs. You know, and then it's now it's like it's there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's there for the taking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, feed your mind.
But
you know what serious lazy.
You know
the serious what they say about do
it. You know a serious note that look like
him
and I'm gonna on a serious note, we probably need to do a podcast on just that.
Mm-hmm.
Educating on reality.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Reality is this. This is reality.
What's reality, my brother?
What are we talking about right
now?
That's
right.
Reality.
You're right. Hey, Dale, what they say, if you want to keep something from a black person, see how quick you ended that.
Put it in a book.
They said, if you want to keep something from a black person, you know what they got. Put it in a book. Because you don't read.
Yeah.
Yes. So,
and the fact
Road Dog, we appreciate it.
And like I said, and communicate with one another. We can laugh
and
have fun, but that's dangerous. That at one point in time, that was dangerous to white people.
Mm-hmm.
When you couldn't teach a black man how to read, how to write, and I hate to say it, Christianity was not our initial religion. We didn't do that.
Yes,
mm-hmm. But like I said, we adopted it as our own.
Yes,
it was a business,
and we're able to see for ourselves.
Exactly. And like I said, the King James Version of the Bible, which I believe in.
Yes.
I love it.
I believe in
it. I read it. I believe, like I said again, everything that's in it, I believe it.
Yes.
Go ahead, bro.
What makes it easy to believe, Dale, is because men don't think like that. It had to be a God that wrote that Bible, led men to write the Bible. because what we see in it is not the way men think. They do the exact opposite about anything you see in that Bible, you know. And that's why we even realize that, yes, King James translated it, but it was truly from God. It was from the Jews. Jesus Christ himself said, we're Christian, but we're not religious. I would say salvation is of the Jews. So it was meant for us to get, and he was just that one that got it to us.
And I want to tell you, people may not understand nor believe it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we have always been people of color.
Mm-hmm.
Now they say Jesus was, you know, that we see the white eyed, the white, blue eyed, brown haired Jesus.
Bible don't describe him as that way.
If you understand the culture and where the cradle of civilization was, it was Africa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
As hot as the sun rained, we were people of color.
Yeah, yeah.
Israel was black. Yeah, yeah. I don't give a damn what nobody says.
Even the biblical description.
Israel was black.
Even the biblical description of the son
bronze
of the man,
feet,
yes,
hair of wool,
yeah,
fiery
yeah,
eyes.
Yes.
They were black.
Yeah, yeah.
They were black people.
Yes.
And we let folks come in and change us.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a wonderful rich history.
Yes.
And we
to
let
be
them
proud
steal
of.
It from us. Exactly.
Something else to be proud of.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I am.
Exactly.
Yes.
We didn't get off the podcast, did we?
Oh, no, we still.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, because
we was just talking. Yes. We just talking.
And a lot of times, y'all, you know, us all men, we're all up in age now. Even you,
we're not children anymore.
And but we see we do a lot of harm to ourselves as a race of people, a race of powerful people. But we do a lot of harm to ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just like I'll say this, growing up, I was called the N word quite often.
I never
run.
I was never called a nigga until I got to college.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I didn't go to HBCU.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me tell you. I went to white college.
Yeah.
And the first time I was called a nigga, I was on a white college campus.
Kim, you were too mean for anybody to call you anything.
But I have never been called that.
Him was too mean for anybody. They were too scared of him.
Yeah.
Because if they called, they'd have to fight.
I love doing that.
Am I right or wrong?
I love doing that.
Yeah, they'd call him one, they'd have to fight. They'd have to fight.
Him has evolved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's still him, there's still Charleston in him.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can take him out of Charleston, all day long.
But you can't
take the Charleston out of him.
He's 100% Charlestonian.
I love doing what I do.
He loves
it. That's why he
loves
fighting.
He don't mind the fight.
I don't mind.
He don't mind.
And that's why I joke, some good food.
And that's why I want the trumpet player.
You want the trumpet player?
Delete.
Who's the trumpet player, my brother?
Oh, shit.
Can you call his name?
No.
Him, I'm confused. I missed out on something.
I'll call the name. You want me to call the name?
Call the name.
No.
Huh?
Wow.
Oh. Gee, I don't know. I wouldn't
even say no.
What is best friend then? Y'all want me to call his best friend?
See what Gigolo Gerard talking about over there.
He drive a truck.
Huh?
One of them drive a truck, and one of them is dang on
Lancaster.
Okay, I'll calm down.
We admire you for your sensibility and situation. Now, you know what I mean? Your calmness, your coolness. Now, chill out. Gigolo.
Yeah.
You know your name, man.
Because if I don't respond to it, all y'all going to do is say it again, so I might as well respond to it.
Yeah. You know your name anyway.
I got 50 girls.
No, y'all. No.
So what are you?
Look, that sound. What that sound? You didn't even know it.
Yeah.
I got 50 girls in my pocket. You ain't even know it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm gonna say this about life: is that we had our we got an opportunity.
Yes.
But as a group, mm-hmm. as African American, we don't stick together.
No, we don't stick together.
We don't stick together. We do want
harm to each other.
generation, you got the house niggas and the field niggas, and they didn't get together.
Because the field niggas, like, we got to get the hell up out of here. But we, the house niggas, like, we got it pretty good.
Because
this ain't so bad.
Because if you think about how the way we run and everything, you would think that we'll support every single thing that we do.
Yeah.
We don't support that.
No,
it's
like, we don't support each other.
No, we don't support it.
And we don't.
Think about the things that we could do with the, when you got people that do not have the disposable income and they still make it like it's disposable income.
Yes.
And it's like the shit that you can do
with,
like, keeping that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hey,
until you can build up. And then you got those that already have their shit built up to say, look, hey, do this.
I know.
Why are you squeezing?
There are some investments that you can't.
What's that, my brother?
But you know what?
Whoa.
You my brother.
75 cents.
Accessible.
Exactly. Accessible. And then stack and build and flip. Stack, build and flip. And it's like, we won't do it to help each other out.
And then the thing is, like I said, as I think about every one of this little group, everybody got something to contribute.
I'm gonna see what I got.
Everybody. Like I said again, JP, I don't know nothing about JP. JP got access and knowledge of finances and things to increase our financial value. Exactly. I've seen him, like I said, do things for people that he didn't even know.
Yeah.
Just bless people.
Yeah.
I feel honored. Honored to be in this little group
right now. Oh yeah.
People don't even understand that. I may not have the dollar signs, but you guys have accepted me into this little group. Man, that's big.
Yeah.
That's big.
Yes, sir.
Like I said, and we got diverse backgrounds.
Yes. All of them.
Military.
Yes.
Outstanding cooking.
Yes.
Like I said, everybody has skill. No.
You got to say it right.
I'm sorry.
I got penetrating.
Penetration. Yeah.
I'm a penetrator.
He's a penetrator.
go ahead and finish up, brother. Sorry.
New name will be.
But when you think about it, it's like, and that's the thing about this group or like the other various groups that may be like us, nobody cares about the money.
Yeah.
And that's the thing.
Yeah.
The problem is all about the money. What can you do for me? How you gonna get me to this point?
What can we do for each other?
What I can do to step on you? But we're here.
Yeah, we're here for each other.
It's a crab. You ever seen a barrel of crabs?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Everybody's trying to get out. All the little crabs are trying to get on top of each other to get out.
Yes.
We haven't done that. We've embraced each other and said we're gonna hold on until our change comes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until our change comes. Uh-huh. And if I go, I'm taking you with me.
Yeah.
So
I'm not letting you go without. I'm going to take your hand. I'm going to reach down.
Sir.
I'm going to take you. And you're coming with me.
Yes.
I'm not going to leave you.
Yes.
I'm not going to step on you to get higher.
Yes.
That's where we are.
Yes. So the moral of the story is this.
Thank you. Tell about the moral.
We as African American people need to stand up. And we need to support one another.
Stand together.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the more big, but we don't do that.
No, we don't do that.
Look, let me tell you this. If I make $200,000 a year, I bet you any money somebody want to step down on me.
Mm-hmm.
You
know?
Yep.
And that's not the way it is. And I want to beat the ass that want to step on him.
Mm-hmm.
Not because he's going to give me any of his, but at the end of the day, I got to. And see, that's another. If I can tell another black man that I love him and don't wave that flag, you know, because you know you got that.
The what?
It will be. I ain't waving no gay flag, but I can tell another man that I love him and mean it.
Yes.
I can tell another. I got friends, and you guys have included in my circle, and people don't believe me, but I'll tell them. I'll claim it. I die for some of my friends.
Yes, a true friend will.
A true friend will die for another friend.
Yeah,
I won't do that.
Yes.
And I have to remind my wife every so often, I die for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have to tell her, I'm never going to raise my hand to her.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to get mad every now and then.
Yes.
But you can't get mad at her.
Yes.
Because I'm willing to die for her.
Yes.
My grandbabies, I'm willing to die for them.
Yes.
That's where my head is now.
That's a good place to be.
Out of my 62 years of being here on this earth, I've been able to tell another man that I love him.
26.
That's called growth, my brother.
You're 26.
And I'm good with it.
That's called growth.
I'm yeah, good but with you know what the other sad part about it is? 26. Is that we all have, everybody bring value.
Yes.
Yes.
Everybody got something to bring to the table.
Even if you don't realize it,
you
bring value.
You bring it or you have it.
So when you in that circle, and that circle knows, hey, look, what this person may be lacking, this hand goes and you grab it. But guess what? The one that may have that you don't have, that other hand is down because they don't have it. So now they got to reach out and you got it.
You say that.
And that's when you help yourself. And it's so sad that people do not understand that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's why, like I said, we all in a little podcast. And like I said, we're just sharing thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
But how many times were we denied the ability to share a thought,
mm-hmm.
to share a comment?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, again, I feel just as safe and comfortable here as I'm anywhere on this earth.
Yes, and guess what? We'll be the same way if we was in y'all's place.
But the only sad thing, I feel bad for you because you got the NY on you.
Who's that?
New York.
Yeah, Cal.
That's okay. Take that. That's okay.
I feel bad for you.
No. Now about the NY.
Yeah. NY.
They're not doing well.
Mm-hmm. Yankees.
But I'm loyal.
Don't never say it like that.
Yeah, but I'm loyal.
New York. Yeah, do your research.
But I'm loyal.
All right, so New York Giants.
But I'm loyal. Got you. I'm loyal.
Yeah.
I be honest with you. No. Listen. Just an example. Yeah. Just an example, brother. They're not doing well.
No, y'all not.
But I'm loyal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You representing it.
I'm representing. I'm loyal.
Yeah. But look,
I would not. If you stop doing well, I'm not gonna leave JP. If him stop doing well. Don't you say anything you want, but don't talk about him.
If
Rod stopped doing well, stop being the pimp player that he is, he's still mine.
Yes, sir.
I'll claim him.
I know that.
That's right. If Rove have to stumble and fall, I'm going to get him.
Yes, sir.
This just to say I'm loyal.
Yes, sir.
No. We 2-10.
Yes, sir.
I'm loyal.
Let me let everybody know right now. Him got shirt. Hats for sale for $9.99. Him, gosh, it will send it to you.
Yes.
Hit us on our email.
Okay.
Is it Run
Tell
It?
That's right.
Podcast at Gmail. But Gerard, let me know if I messed it up.
Yeah, we loyal.
Yeah, no, our email is runandtellthatpodcast@gmail.com. It's the name of the podcast.
runandtellthatpodcast@gmail.com. So that's where we at, fellas. And like I said, for our listeners, again, we can't say it enough. For everyone that has called in, everyone that shared a comment, we thank you because you have just demonstrated that you're loyal. And we thank you because that's big in our book. Very big in our book.
That's right, my brother.
Am I dreaming? Take me to a place that I have never been.
Nobody want to hear that song.
Hey, we glad him make good money because he sure wouldn't make it if he had to get through singing with him. You know what I mean?
How you sit by me and diss me?
How you sit by me and diss me at the same time?
And then the cat,
how you would diss me?
I don't know why he sounds so bad. I've heard him sing and clown and sound good. He sound terrible today, y'all. What was you saying?
Do y'all have any? Do y'all have any final thoughts? Because I guess it is the 50th episode.
Go ahead.
No, y'all go ahead. For the 50th episode again. Like I said, for everyone that's downloaded, thank you.
Yes.
For everyone that has ran and as you have connected with Run and Tell It, thank you.
Yes.
Like I said again, we are just a few black men sharing our thoughts. Mm-hmm. We're a few black men that have made you laugh. Yeah. We're a few black men that made you maybe think mm-hmm. about some things that, like I said, you've already thought about and just didn't say it, and we're not afraid to.
Yeah.
But again, and also know, if you ever stop understanding, we're just a few men that love one another, that again, we're thankful for one another.
Yes.
And like I said, when we come together, it's sincere.
Yes, sir.
There's no limits to our sincerity. And like I said, again, you guys that can reach out to us, we're reaching back out to you.
Mm-hmm.
Callie, that's just one. Again, we love you. We thank you.
Yes,
and like
sir.
I said,
yes,
we're not going anywhere.
Yes, sir.
You know, Go Run and Tell It podcast is going to be around a long time.
Yeah, that's right.
So like I said, again, you might as well get used to us, because we're not coming. We're not going to stop.
Yeah.
We are just not going to stop.
Hey, we're like Diana Ross. You know, Diana Ross said, I'm not going anywhere.
We're not going anywhere. Yeah. But thank you.
Yes, sir.
Like I said, again, I've gotten more responses from please and thank you than you'll ever imagine. So that's where our head and hearts are. Please and thank you.
Yes, sir.
Final thought.
I don't have one after Dale.
Final thought.
Yep.
Celebrations are like the wind blowing through the grass. So stop running, tilt your head back, close your eyes, and just take in the moment and put a smile on your face.
Yes, sir.
All right, my brother.
Yes, sir. Right.
I like that.
I finally understand your final thought just a little bit.
For once, I am not confused. Just to attach on to that, I mean, again, like I said, we thank you. But we ask that for each and every listener, may you live as long as you want, and not want as long as you live.
Yes, sir.
Live each day as though it's going to be your last.
Yes, sir.
Because one day it's going to be.
That's right.
Your last day.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Gerard, final thought.
All right, my final thought is first off, to the listeners, we appreciate, you know, everyone that's, like you said, downloaded, streamed, checked us out on YouTube, became a subscriber, just, you know, been supportive of the podcast. But I also want to do a final thought for the group itself. I've been on other podcasts before, and me and my brother, we've talked about it, and I said, and I told him, by far, this is the most fun I've ever had, where it's not work. Like,
yes,
it didn't become like a task. It was something that I thoroughly enjoy. You know what I'm saying? Everybody bring a certain dynamic to the podcast, which makes it the whole podcast, where we have the seriousness, we have the jokes, we have just, you know what I'm saying, sometimes the motivational speaking. We have all of that all in one. So I would like to say I appreciate y'all.
We appreciate you,
because,
brother.
Because like I said, I was on a shitty podcast before.
Yeah.
So this is a breath of fresh air.
Yes,
sir. And I appreciate y'all. And like I said, I appreciate everyone that's you know, that's listening, that's going to be listening. And, you know, that's all I got for my final thought.
Brother, so, well said.
Yeah, I mean, you did a good job. But my final thought is this.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Uh-oh. So
here we go. Here we go.
When you put two peaches together and you want a plum, that's not reality.
No.
That's not reality.
Nah, that's true.
You can't pit two bowls together and come up with a woman. That's not reality.
Yeah.
But if you pit a vagina and a dick together,
here we go.
You got life.
Yes,
here
sir.
We go.
Peace.
Peace.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, if you put a peach and a plum together, you get two big backs. But all right. That's cool, too. That's cool, too.
Yes, sir.
But if that's everybody's final thought.
I got one more thing to say.
Huh?
I got one more thing to say.
You got one more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him is out.
Wait, we enjoyed you.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Well, like I said, we want to appreciate everyone.
Yes, sir, Minnesota.
That's listening.
I mean, look, you keep doing your thing over there and keep bringing the noise.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate you, Minnesota.
Yep. Well, we appreciate everyone that listened tonight. And everyone that's going to be listening later on tonight. The show should be uploaded within the next few hours on YouTube and all the other platforms that we're on. And I guess this 50th episode is a wrap, and we'll see y'all next week.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.